At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Quadruple amputee. This is the story of a young man who's overcome a lot. He got sick when he was a kid and had to have 4 amputations. He was very, very young.
Wow.
So he grew up as a quadriplegic.
Okay, so it's all he's ever known.
Yes, that is true.
Okay.
Okay. And he ended up, you know, finding a way to compensate. He's 27 years old. He was 10 months old when he got streptococcus pneumonia, which is a blood infection, very devastating. And so he had to have his limbs amputated. His arms, he has one that goes below the elbow, barely, and the other one does not quite get to the elbow. And then legs are both, I believe, above the knee. But he's found a way to make a career. He's a professional cornhole player.
Okay.
But that is not why he is in the news. No, he is in the news for an entirely different reason, which will also make you think, well, but how does he do with no hands, with no legs? How does he do that?
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now to a bizarre story out of Charles County. Police now investigating after a professional cornhole player with no hands and no legs is accused of firing a deadly shot all while driving. We want to get out
while
to our
while driving?
Home.
Was he also
he fired
juggling?
A gun while driving?
Right?
Yeah.
And solving a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. On a unicycle.
Yeah.
In his car. What?
We want to get out to our Homa Bash. She is live in La Plata this evening with more details. Homa?
Angie, bizarre to say the least, but before we get any further into this story, I just want to try to answer the question that so many people have right now. How did someone with no arms, no hands, manage to fire a gun and allegedly kill someone?
It's early in the investigation, but there is no evidence at this point to suggest anybody else was involved in the shooting and that he acted alone on this.
Well, they've got footage of him. Okay, this is amazing.
He's like loading a gun.
Now watch closely. You're looking at the man accused of murder in this case. Video from his TikTok page titled No Hands, No Feet, Shooting 9mm Handgun. His name is Dayton James Weber, a 27-year-old quadriplegic amputee and professional cornhole player.
I see since they had the footage of him, he's grown his hair out to look like my friend's mom from 7th grade.
Yeah.
That is strange.
So they show they have B-roll of him playing cornhole. So he basically pinches the bag in between mm-hmm. his two stumps, I guess. I mean, for lack
is
of
that,
a better term.
Yeah.
And then heaves it forward. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it really is.
And the crowd loves it.
This all started around 10:30 last night when La Plata police officer.
This is wrong, but he just gave the other guy a high five, and that would I'd be weird about that.
He gave him a high one.
I would like to be a better person and not think about that, yeah. But that just made me uncomfortable.
Around 10:30 last night when La Plata police officers were flagged down by two witnesses near Radio Station Road. Charles County Sheriff's investigators say Weber was the driver when he shot and killed his front seat passenger, then asked those in the back seat to help get rid of the body.
What?
Wow.
Holy
okay.
moly.
This really took a leap forward.
So,
or hop forward.
Seems mm-hmm. like this is pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, this story's got some legs to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They refused, got out of the car, and alerted police.
Do you think when the cops got there, they were like, he's like, it's not me, I'm unarmed.
No, he's got nothing to stand on.
Well, I mean, they certainly didn't catch him red-handed.
No, but I bet they fingered him as the suspect.
Oh, I bet they did. He didn't.
Weber took off.
I knew you wouldn't go out quiet. Mate's the queen of that.
police. Weber took off with the victim in the car identified as 27-year-old Bradrick Wells. 2 hours later and about 15 miles away, Wells's body was found dumped in someone's front yard in Charlotte Hall, Maryland.
But bummer for that person who's like, oh, yeah, let me just go out and get the mail. Go! God!
Yeah.
Soon after, Weber's car was tracked to a gas station in Charlottesville, Virginia. He was found at a hospital nearby and arrested after his release.
I think the witnesses helping really gave us a good start, obviously. And then it was excellent police work with not only our detectives in La Plata Police, but also the authorities in Virginia.
Get her some water.
Yeah. Ugh. That was crackly.
Ugh.
Now, we're told that all four men in that Tesla SUV were friends, got into some sort of argument before that shooting happened. As you heard, Weber is currently in Virginia. He's going to be extradited back here to Charles County to face charges of first and second degree murder.
They found him lying on the floor telling everyone his name was Matt.
What if at the jail they are overcrowded, so they hang him on a hook on the wall? What would they call him then, Maitland? Art.
Yeah. Ah. Mm-hmm. I knew there was a name. It was just escaping yeah. me, but that one's your favorite.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
You love the name Art.
Yeah.
I do.
He was hiding in a pond, saying his name was Bob.
So all the people in the car were friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what friends do.
I'm gonna.
Who wants to ride with the guy with no arms and no legs?
Why is he the one driving?
Right.
Well, he said he was driving a Tesla. It might have been driving itself. I mean, this is
that's
finally
possible.
One of the good uses for that.
Yeah. So you can still use your no arms and legs to get your gun out. Do you think they were like? He's like, I'm gonna shoot you if you say that again. And they're like, yeah, right. How are you gonna do that? And he's like, let me show you. And then like 1 hour later, he's like fiddling with his gun.
How did he pull the trigger?
Brent killed a guy. Yeah, that's what this is giving to me. Like, what? You killed him? And then they asked him, here's the thing. If you can play cornhole and you can drive and you can shoot a gun, but then you need help burying the body, you really gotta work on that.
Yeah.
You didn't think that one all the way through.
Yeah.
And now what about his friends? Did they tell on him?
I mean, they did. Sure, they said they did.
And they got out of the car.
But are they all in trouble too now, or is it just going to be homeboy here?
I think just him, because they told on him.
Yeah. Well, and imagine the detailing that car is going to need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just shot Marvin in the face.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're walking to the police wearing banana slugs t-shirts.
Yeah,
like, we got a problem.
No good, man.
You're not going to believe this, but a guy with no arms and no legs did this to us.
Call the wolf.
I'm never going to shoot my friends. That's something I can declare right now.
That's good.
I know for a fact that if we are friends, I will never shoot you.
Thank you.
Take that to the bank.
I would hope. But you know what? That's how bad things happen, is statements like that.
Steve, are you waiting for us to say the same back to you? Because it feels unnecessary. I think it's...
I mean, it would be nice.
Steve, I won't shoot you.
Thank you.
I don't have a gun. I couldn't.
Okay. No gun here.
I wouldn't shoot you.
No, it feels like that's a loophole right there.
But I
need you
to
say it, Kelly.
I'm not going to shoot you, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kelly saying, I don't have a gun, I won't shoot you, makes it seem like, should a gun be acquired?
It's too quick.
Jason writes, did he drive because he was too late to yell shotgun? Interesting question.
He doesn't have arms and legs. He's still got a voice box.
Right?
Jeez, don't discriminate.
Yeah, rude. Don't be a butthole.
I can talk.
Is there a sign out front that says dead homie storage? I don't think so. No legs.
Mm-mm.
If there were no witnesses, somebody points out, how low on the list of suspects would he be?
The lowest. That's
pretty, right? Pretty low. Well, I mean, physically.
I mean, yeah.
Definitely the lowest.
Mm. Yeah. What do you do if you're going to put him in a lineup? Do you have to find four other quadriplegics? Otherwise, it's going to be pretty easy. Right? Well, he's the one that doesn't need mittens or socks.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's him or a 4-year-old. Like, I mean, height-wise.
Does it look
like
him?
Not a lot of options.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to confuse him with a sack of potatoes next door, but what is going on here?
They tried to arrest him. He really gave the cops a runaround.
Hardest part was getting the cuffs on him. Getting him to stay on his slide off the end.
Yeah.
And he's dangerous. We already know that. You can't just let him, lay in the back.
Do you have to put him in a straitjacket or does a pillowcase work?
I think
in a sack.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about that.
I do.
Yeah, he's a 5-gallon bucket.
A little pillowcase with a drawstring on
it. Right side up if you're nice, upside down if you're not.
100%.
Enjoy the bottom of Homer.
Yeah.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.